Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I missed the Northern Lights. Dave missed the Northern Lights. Did you, Susie Jones, miss the Northern Lights?
Yes.
Okay, so here we are. We're supposed to have our finger on the pulse of what the community's talking about, and then we can react to it. And I was caught up doing other things, and I was off the Twitter machine for a few hours. And also I go on it, and I'm seeing all these photos from like an hour before, and they're amazing.
Amazing.
I'm like, hey, Northern Lights, how about a heads up next time? I mean, we've all heard the Northern Lights. Here's a prime day for the Northern Lights. How many times have we heard that? Like 5 billion times?
Yes.
So I heard it again yesterday. I went, okay. I've played this game before.
Oh.
I'm not going to play it. And then basically it seemed like the Northern Lights were knocking on your door at your apartment, your house, wherever, saying, we're here. Take your cute little pictures now.
And not very far away, like St. Paul. I mean, walk out your back door in Minnetonka.
Everywhere.
I mean, yeah. So it bums me out because I just want to say this. I went to Iceland with Kay Jones a few years back.
Mm-hmm.
To see the Northern Lights.
And did you?
No.
Yeah.
It was cloudy. They woke us up at 2 in the morning and said, do you want to come out? There might be. And I'm like, nope, unless there's a guarantee, I'm not getting out of bed. So we never did see them, which is really disappointing when you go to Iceland and don't see the morning.
Was this a summer Iceland trip? Or
it was November. It was a WCCO trip.
Yep. Yes.
But it was a bummer.
Yeah. Did outside of that, what did you think of Iceland?
I liked it.
Did you like it?
I did. It's kind of a, you know, you're on a rock. You feel like it could, well, it has. Right where the Blue Lagoon is, which was awesome.
Yeah.
To soak in that Blue Lagoon. Right now you can't go because that volcano's blowing up right next to it.
So, how was the temp? It was fairly cool at this point, right?
Yeah, it was actually a little more moderate. I think our guide kept talking about global change and climate change.
I would like to go. They've approached me on the same trip. I'm like, how about a summer Iceland trip? That's what I was saying.
Well, it's never going to be like
it's not Hawaii.
Palm Springs? So you don't go there
what?
For that. You go there for...
I don't go play golf and...
There are like two trees and she goes, oh, there's our forest. I mean, you're basically on a rock. A hot rock. Like there was a place we went where just right over there, the water is 400 degrees and it's bubbling and burbling. And she's like, oh, mind that pond. And I'm like, yeah.
Dave, is Susie giving a flattering portrayal of Iceland right now?
Doesn't really make me want to go. I'm not sure the Iceland tourism people are thrilled.
Bubbling and burbling. Mm-hmm. There are no northern lights, but there's this pond that's 400 degrees if you want to jump in.
Yeah,
don't
that sounds
touch
great.
It. Yeah.
Don't touch it. Okay, I want to talk a little more northern lights, but I want people to chime in with this.
Okay.
What else did you miss? Because the three of us miss the Northern Lights, right and wrong answers allowed. What else have you missed, right and wrong answers? Susie, you have something right now. I mean, do you feel...
Something I missed that I wanted to do or just accidentally missed? You know, the first thing that comes to mind, and I shouldn't even bring this up.
Bring it up. It's not going to stop.
When I missed my shift, when I set the clock back the wrong way. That would be a big miss.
Why don't you remind people in case
let's
they
tell
forgot
them down the hallway.
Forgot that
I set my clock wrong.
Yeah, you were confused by daylight savings time
And I'm a boomer, and I have a real alarm clock. Everyone's like, why don't you just put it on your phone? I'm like, no, I have a little clock right across the room.
You also
working well.
It works. You do realize that phone, it adjusts the time on its own, and so you could have said it that way, right?
I could have, and many people said that to me, and I said,
you also said to me last week,
what?
I didn't realize Jack Kennedy was killed, and I had to tell you that.
That's not true.
And you were heartbroken about that.
I was.
So that's something else. Dave, do you feel a 0 to 10? How bummed out are you about missing the Northern Lights? 0 to 10.
0.2.
Really?
0.2.
Yeah, I saw them all on social media. And you know what? Northern Lights, if you're going to show up now in Florida, Texas, Arizona, you're
Alabama.
Not the Northern Lights anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry, you're not special.
They're middle
anymore.
Lights.
Yes,
they're hemispherical lights.
Yeah. You know what they are? They're everywhere. Everywhere
Equator
lights.
Equator lights.
Because I did see story after story, Alabama, Florida, Texas, they all saw it. You're not Northern Lights anymore. Change your name.
Is there any concern as Earthlings that we should have by the fact that we're having explosions on the sun? Should we have any concern about that? Are we going to ricochet and lose our gravity and just fa-choo into somewhere in the Milky Way?
What was the last part? What was that? I've a pachu. That was our inertia to get there, and was the pachu us land? Was that us landing on the sun?
No, we're not landing on the sun. We're just gonna whee into the black hole.
Yeah,
it will be in a blink of an eye. We won't even know it.
I feel like that's something else I've missed too, Dave. That I would think that one of the sites I go to would say we're about to be sucked out of the vortex of the Western Hemisphere.
Yep. Yeah, that'd be tough.
I don't, to go.
Yeah, I'd rather if that happens after I leave.
Okay.
You know?
Fair enough.
That's on the children and the grandchildren.
Oh, nice.
I mean, I don't want to. Do you want to experience that?
No.
That's not fun. I don't
know.
No.
No.
Although we might not even feel anything. Be honest. Pa-choo!
I don't think anybody really has experience with that, and if it has something to do with the sun and its proximity towards us and the heat, I'm not sure that's pleasant.
Okay. I'll change the subject.
I don't have a telescope like Cook, but I'm just guessing that's not good. I'm a one because I'm with Dave. Everywhere I went on the Twitter machine were great pictures.
Even ours. Ours has got like an angel. It was also a little ominous. Did you see the one that WCCO Radio posted?
Is that one legit or not? Is that
the angel picture?
Yeah. How many of the pictures out there were AI versus...
Oh, stop it.
Oh, just the big filter, too, you know, making them brighter than they actually are,
gosh,
changing the colors.
Cynical, cynical, cynical.
Oh, yeah, you are Mary Sunshine over there. We know that. Virginally kind. Yeah. Some of it's dubious, right? Come on.
Is it?
Maybe a little.
Dubious? Bit. It's a natural...
No. I think the Northern Lights were legit. They happened, but I don't believe every photo was just pure and not altered.
All right.
Come on.
Fine.
All right, we need to catch up on your personal life because people are always curious about your personal life. Let's do that after this break. Also, we need a bunch of texts on this. 651-461-9226. What else did you miss out on? Because all three of us, your news leader, Minnesota's radio station, we all, the three of us, missed out on the Northern Lights. What else did you miss out on? Right and wrong answers. 651-461-9226. Something I don't miss out on is the best coverage I can have for a house, a car, if I ever get a boat, or anything else that my friend Amber Scholl, an American family, can cover. We're not talking health insurance here. We're talking the insurance we need when you have a vehicle or you have a condo or you have maybe some real estate. You're like a real estate mogul like Susie is or anything else where Amber Scholl, Scholl.com, S-C-H-O-L-L.com can help you out. Yes, with American Family. So proven, excellent brand behind them. If you want to be the 1-800 person, I'm out. I don't. I want to have a local office. This is an office which I've been using for, by the time I get to next year, 36 years. When I came back in 1990, I switched over. Now, Amber's younger. She hasn't been there that long. She's been there 15 years. She's been running it a number of years. And I could give you the phone number. You know, you don't remember phone numbers anymore. Like, I don't know Susie's number. It's just Susie, right? So it's Shoal.com. Give them all your details, what you're paying, what coverage you have, and chances are very high you're going to get better coverage. And if not, you'll just feel better about what you have. American Family, great office, Shoal.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
We'll get to this bumper music theme later because it's tied to National French Dip Day. And if you listen to this show with any regularity, you know I don't get French dip. I don't. Now, if you're going to have it, go have it at Brunson's in St. Paul. They're great people. But we'll get to food you don't get later. We're chatting with our friend Susie. We all admitted we did not see the Northern Lights there at all. So here we are, your beacon, your show where we pride ourselves on getting things right away and knowing what's going on. But all three of us miss the Northern Lights. So I'm asking you to text me right now. What else have you missed? Right and wrong answers encourage. Before I get to some of those texts, Susie, we need an update about your personal life. What is going on?
Well,
who are you sleeping with and what's going on?
Currently, I'm sleeping alone.
Yep.
However, I had a guest on the health show that I host on Sunday mornings.
Yes, when you show up on time.
Yep, I did last week. Mm-hmm. And I invited a woman who you may or may not know her name.
Okay.
Kaylin Rosenberg. She is
yes.
a woman who is a matchmaker.
Yes.
And she has written a book and has an event on Thursday, tomorrow night, at the Galleria, in which I am invited. So the question is, do I put a little lipstick on and go out there and see what I see? Or do I just stay home? I don't know. I think I have nothing to lose. I think I need to go to Galleria, to Barnes & Noble's, and see what's there.
Well, it's not nothing to lose because, you know, it can always turn into something that is a problem. But I would tell you 100% go. You always look great, right?
You're nice.
You do. You're way too hard on yourself.
Yeah.
You'll go, and you can talk to anyone.
I can.
I feel like I can talk to anyone, and you put me to shame. You could talk to the putter that's in the corner over there.
Have a full-on conversation.
Right. So at worst, you'll get four new friends. And then you'll find out teeth, 401k.
In person.
In person.
Yeah.
They can't just have the fishing picture, which you don't like also.
I don't.
So is this a hoity-toity?
I'm not sure. See, that's what I mean. I got to make sure it's not too highbrow because I don't feel highbrow. I mean, I can a little bit play in that world, but mostly I like just me. So, yes, I will report back duly the following week as to what happened at that event at Barnes & Noble.
So why wouldn't you go?
I don't know, because there's no reason. I will go. I will go. I promise you right here, I will take that not go off the table. It's so hard, and I guess I want to know, listeners probably agree with this, and it's so sounding like so old, but when it gets dark at 4:30 and I get home and have a little dinner, the idea of going back outside kind of sickens me. So maybe I won't go home. Maybe I'll just...
I relate to that.
A lot of people honestly, do.
Yeah. Honestly, the early darkness makes me tired so quick.
Yeah. I find it depressing.
That too. But
right. I, though, summon up the strength of Zeus, and I will then leave the house. I mean, it's amazing that I do
You're
it.
Amazing.
I get in a car and I drive somewhere. Woo-hoo! Whoa! Because you know what I've seen before? Darkness.
I know.
You know what I do?
What?
I still drive.
You do? You put your lights on?
I put my lights on and I go see people or
go to a show.
Or go to a grocery store or
sporting
whatever.
Event.
But yeah, I mean, we're not quite at 4:30 yet, but we're.
Not far.
Yeah. And again, you fall lovers, we're right in the middle of fall right now. Okay. We are 40 some days away from
the
winter.
Equinox.
So. This is a part of fall. Darkness at 4:30. Oh, goody. It's great. Yes, ma'am. In the corner with your hand in the air.
Yes. I have not cleaned my gutters in years.
I think we got a guy named Andy Lindis who could help you out.
No, my question is, I went to the hardware store and I got a scooper and some gloves. What about me on a ladder cleaning my own gutters? Does that frighten you?
Not as much as Rena. Because she's injured 7 times a day. I would say just avoid the poop walking out there. That I think you can handle it.
Okay, good.
Dave,
I'm going to.
You think she can handle it?
I think I'm going to do it on Friday.
No, I'm concerned about you.
You probably are with my tendency to fall. Distraction.
No, distractions?
No,
you
would never.
So I'm up there on the ladder. I got my scooper and my gloves.
How high are we talking?
20 feet.
Oh, goodness.
15?
She won't be here Monday.
Chad, we saw the northern lights in Tucson last night. That's what I call Tucson.
Oh, it's, Tucson, you know, yeah.
I mean, who goes to there, not Tempe? Yeah, really northern, don't you think,
no,
Dave?
That's again. Embarrassing. Better northern lights.
I mean,
either
northern
be northern
lights,
or don't.
Be selective or change your name.
Right.
Come on.
Pete's sake.
Real scientific conversation. At what point did we say this is an in-depth scientific?
We did not. We've never once claimed to be serious. You cannot be serious. Stop calling me Shirley.
Yeah. Guys, please isolate Susie's solar flare sound effects and add it to Chad's intro theme ASAP. There we go. Yeah. Missed seeing more Twins games this past season.
Oh.
Yes, yes. Chad, something I miss out on every day. Whatever my wife is telling me when I'm 2 rooms away, she's using normal conversation volume. Michelle, if you're listening, hello. There are times where I'm like, oh, the other room, and she's talking. I'm like, can't hear you. Just want to say. And then I'm like, not sure I really want to hear it, because God knows what it might be. But, yeah. I'm sorry to inform Susie, but Prince died in 2016.
What did I say that I...
We're talking about things that we've missed.
Okay.
Yeah. The Metrodome roof collapsed. Yeah, I mean, you could live here and not know that one.
Yeah.
I feel like I missed out on Bitcoin. I remember thinking it sounded so stupid. Why would I pay like $12,000 for pretend currency? I still think it sounds stupid, but man, it'd be nice to have the extra money now. Yeah.
It's tricky.
Donald John Trump once thought it sounded stupid. Then they started donating to his campaign. Then he embraced it. Then he pardoned a guy, and now he's worth another $3-4 billion. That's when you really like crypto. I missed out on the Vikings Super Bowl victory parade.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you did. I missed the Edmund Fitzgerald ceremony on Monday, but my niece in Illinois, she made it. What do you think? And I was giving him a little harangue the other day, but this is Carter's wheelhouse. This is his ballywick.
Mm-hmm.
Ed Fitzgerald going down. So it's 50 years after Monday. He talks about it over and over and over again. And he wasn't even here Monday. He was hunting. It can't really be your deal if you're not here, right, Dave?
Right, right.
Like he said, he was halfway to the North Shore, so that counts for something.
Mm.
I'd clean Susie's gutters. I'm not sure what that really means. Uh-oh.
I think it means that person would, in a nice way, come over and put the ladder up and clean out all the gutters.
Seems nice.
Susie, don't do this. Is all caps, by the way. Don't do it. 20 feet, too damn high. Hire my gutter guy. Less expensive than ending up in a wheelchair.
Thank you.
Yeah. I mean, that's ominous.
That is a little ominous.
That is ominous. I think you'll be fine.
All right. If I get scared, I'll just come down and leave it for a few more years.
Yeah. Call. I mean, come on. Call us. Dave will get over there.
Okay.
$10.
Stephanie Hansen. Probably won an Emmy in the last 5 minutes. Let's talk a little food and have some laughs with Steph next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
So I'm guessing this is maybe, I don't know, Dave, 32, 33, 34 years ago, something like that. I'm working at 611 Frontenac, where K102 is emerging as a superstar dominant station. WDGY had, obviously, a legendary station, had acquired the Wolves and had flipped over to KFAN, right? And some of the folks from the Fan, probably at that point, I'm assuming at that point I was hosting a show with Dan, but that's probably about when Common came on board. But we're in a total dump, and that dump is still up. And, of course, we're in the basement. And the sales folks were up top. And occasionally, this rather distinctive salesperson would cross paths with either me or Barrero and pretty much say anything and everything to us, either individually or collectively. So out of nowhere, after her willingness to say anything, she put Susie in the corner. I started calling Steph Hansen tongue. Because I'm like, you'll cover anything. And became good friends with her. Then our paths wouldn't cross a lot. And now every time I see something about my friend Stephanie Hansen, it's another accolade. Not one, not two, not three, four Emmys. She's got her book, True North Cabin Cookbook, which she's hawking that all the time. She's got Taste Buds with Stephanie. She's got Weekly Dish. I just have a silly little radio show. When did you decide to take over and become the media mogul that you are now?
You are so funny. And that is exactly, when you describe how we met, that is exactly the way that I remember it, too.
Right.
And there was Joe Sensor, Dan Barrero, Thor Tolo. I mean, we had a real cast of characters.
That's correct.
And it was just, it was an absolute fun job. You guys were so great. And it was my first sales job. I loved it. And I had never worked in a corporate environment before. So I didn't know you weren't supposed to say all the weird stuff. I just did it.
Yeah, you did. And more often than not, you would come down to hang out with the two of us. But then you'd kind of look around and go, God, this is just awful. Do you know that dump is still up at 611 Frontenac?
It was like, it really was like we were mole people because we were in like this basement. It was always wet and damp.
Yes.
And you couldn't the smell was horrible.
Yes.
And the fancy salespeople were upstairs, the successful ones.
Yes.
I was like the new person down in the basement.
Yes.
And do you remember we would look in people's cars and try to identify whose cars was whose based on the fast food wrappers they had in it?
Yes, I do. I do. I remember us sneaking out for a lot of lunches and having fun. Little did I realize you would become as successful as you have when you think about all the hard work that you've put in to the food business, to getting people to pay attention to what you're doing. What is the last year and a half been like for you?
Oh, that's so interesting. It's been pretty crazy in a good way. I always wanted to be, I wanted to be famous. That's really been my goal since I was like five. And I didn't know how I was going to get there. And I started out in sales and I thought, okay, I'm going to make a lot of money and that's how I'm going to be famous. Well, you know, that didn't really turn out. So then somewhere along the line, I started just doing food things because I do love the Minnesota food community.
Mm-hmm.
I love makers. I love like building up businesses and entrepreneurs. It really gets me jazzed when someone goes and buys someone's hot sauce because I told them to.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just think that's
so
cool.
Right.
And it just started out that kind of was what I was doing. And then I decided that I needed to get some agency in the food space because I wasn't a chef and I wasn't a writer or a critic. So then who are you? You know, you're just like Jason DeRusso over there trying to talk about food all the time. So I thought, I got it.
You're better than him. Let's be clear.
Well,
let's not lower yourself to that level. I mean, come on.
I'm giving him a little grief because I know that's what you guys do on the show. But
yeah.
I decided I better write a cookbook so that I had an agency in the space. And I did. And it was pretty successful. And then they asked me to do another one. And then somewhere along the line, my friend Jason Matheson from Fox 9 asked me to come on and do some food segments.
Right.
And I don't know why the station really believed in what I was doing, but it was funny. We had good chemistry. And they decided to produce a show called Taste Buds with Stephanie that now airs on Fox at 8:30 in the morning. And it's on YouTube and Tubi, and it just got syndicated. It's in 88 markets, including like Los Angeles and Dallas and Pittsburgh, you know, big places.
That's amazing.
Thank you.
I mean
that. That sounded like a slow clap.
Yeah, it was like, you know what it was like? It was like a putt for double bogey. You know, it was like.
I love it.
No, but it's the truth. I you know what I think of you, and that is just tremendous. And I know why the folks at Channel 9 did it, because you're great at what you do. You know it, you sell it, you're fearless, your personality literally jumps out of the TV and grabs people, and that's what people want. They want somebody with some confidence, some swagger, and some knowledge to back it up and to go into this space, like you said, where you're not a renowned chef or you haven't won 17 James Beard Awards, and to continue. Because to carve out is like a sliver. You keep going into different areas. Could you have imagined 10 years ago that you'd have a show in almost 90 markets in this town? If me and you aren't having a happy hour and I say that to you, you would have just laughed at me.
You know what's funny, though, Chad? I've always been like a goal setter. And I write down goals every year, and it annoys my family to no end because I make them do it too. And in 2017, I wrote down on a piece of paper that I still have, and I've got all the misspellings and everything, that I wanted to have a TV show. And at this point, I'd already been talking about food on the radio, and I wasn't sure like how it was going to come together. But I really do think that like if you say something and you believe something and you start to tell people, like, oh, this is what I'm going to do, that eventually, like, your brain gets its mind around it, and then other people start to get their mind around it, too, because you're so confident that it's going to happen. Now, you know, I'm not going to say I'm going to be an aerospace engineer for NASA, because that's never going to happen, but I knew...
We could use a science correspondent here on the show, because the three of us all missed out on the Northern Lights. So next time, can you just be our NASA... engineer that we rely on too?
I think I could, because I actually did see the Northern Lights last night, and I was like, if you haven't posted your picture on Instagram of the Northern Lights, are you even a true Minnesotan? The answer is no.
Yeah, but as we said, we had texts from people who were seeing them in Tucson and Alabama and Florida. Northern Lights, you're not really Northern Lights anymore if you're in, you know, Orlando, Florida, are you?
Well, they're actually really hard to see. I mean, True North Cabin Cookbook is all about my place in Ely, Minnesota, which is as north as it gets. And I've only seen them up there twice. you know, and you get these greens and these purples, and they're super amazing. The Northern Lights that we saw here last night in the cities, I mean, Theaterworth Park was basically where I was looking.
My park.
And it was pink and so beautiful. It was incredible.
Yeah. Stay away from my park. That's my park. That's where I grew up. Sledding, golfing, it's not too far from where I live. We don't live that far apart. This is my...
You know, and didn't you just moved, so I'm kind of like, oh, I think maybe we're even a little bit closer.
I think we are.
I like it.
I do have security. I do have a moat, and I have a gate.
And you have Michelle.
Yeah,
I can't mess with Michelle. She's your new awesome girlfriend.
Yeah. Are we going to have another Christmas party this year or not?
We probably will, but honestly, I've been in every grocery store. I've been, like, signing books at every knife store, every grocery store. I really just have been trying to work the book as hard as I can because, obviously, the holiday season. I'm a little bit feeling like Shaletta Brundage right now, where I'm a little overexposed maybe. No.
Has Shaletta ever once considered the possibility that she's overexposed?
No.
Ever.
No.
Never.
No, no,
ever.
No.
Ever. Okay. Hang on, Steph. I want to put you on hold. I want to talk about some food items going on here. This is the great Stephanie Hansen. Again, Taste Buds with Stephanie. I mean, now in 88 markets. Weekly Dish, a True North Cabin Cookbook, winning the Emmys that she's won. We'll talk a little bit more about Steph, but also about the food scene right now, including with Thanksgiving just 15 days away. We're reporting that exclusively. Hit the breaking news. Thanksgiving, 15 days away. More with Steph in moments on CCO. Steph Hansen back with us, the Emmy Award winner. Check out Taste Buds with Stephanie on a regular basis. Check out the cookbook, True North Cabin Cookbook. She's still a part of Weekly Dish. Okay, what is the dominant Twin Cities food story in early to middle November right now that you're most curious about or you're most excited about? And it better not be Krispy Kreme back in Fridley.
Oh, it really isn't, though I have a hard time passing by a good Krispy Kreme, I must admit. One of the things that I think that's really interesting is we're seeing like a lot of restaurant groups contracting and people are, you know, consolidating. But then we're seeing Danny Del Prado, who he is just like taking 50th in France. I think he's taking three new spots there and he is expanding his empire. And he's really taking advantage of the suburban landscape. And I do think we're going to see a lot more restaurants moving into the suburbs. I think it's a little bit more user-friendly for businesses. I think employees are having an easier time of it. And it's just interesting that when a lot of people are contracting, he's expanding.
That was number one on my list I was going to ask you, so I'm glad you went there. Listen, a lot of people think of downtown Edina, and they think, of course, La Di Da and great clothing options, but all the food options. And it seems like, Stephan, you live this, but about every 3 weeks I'm hearing about, okay, Salou, gone. Edina Grill, gone. Another Del Prado idea. That is a busy, busy area. It's close to South Minneapolis, which is restaurant haven. Are you surprised he's going as deep as he is in that area?
I think a little surprised just that he's opening so many restaurants within a short period of time because it's not easy to do that, but that he's picked that location to really expand his footprint. No, I'm not surprised. He's got Dexter's there, which, you know, that's a burger kind of bar type of situation. It's a little casual, but I think he knows that in this last period of time here, since the George Floyd murder, people have been a little less excited to go to downtown, rightly or wrongly.
Right.
And he wants to still capture those suburban diners. And going to 50th in France feels real easy to do. There's a lot of parking options. You know, Mr. Paul's is there, which is a great New Orleans kind of style restaurant.
Can I jump in on that one?
I
bet I've had happy hour or fun at Mr. Paul's 10 times at least. Because, you know, you walk into some places and you're like, God, they just didn't hit it with atmosphere. It's a 10 there. Do I think their food is like Spoon and Stable or Meritage? No, of course I don't. But it's damn good, and they have just created a great vibe at that place.
Yeah, and they really get the environment of 50th in France, too, right? You've got your kind of lady shoppers. You've also got people on date nights. Occasionally, you'll get some families, but you're close enough to the downtowns that you'll also get people that are doing business meetings. It is always super, feels like a lot of vitality there. And that bar service program, the bartenders really get it, too. They do a great job. The drinks are fun.
Tell me a restaurant that's going to open through January, okay, so we're giving you like 2.5 months here, that you're really looking forward to seeing if they figured it out and it can live up to expectations.
Okay, one, and it just opened 2 weeks ago, so I feel like this qualifies
because
I haven't been yet. Annamalle's Barbecue is my friend John Wifley's place, and it's technically in North Minneapolis in, like, I guess it would be the Camden neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I really love that he picked, it's the old, what was it called, Craft Royal or Royal Foundry Distillery.
Yep, yep.
Over by Ladonia Brewery. And he's got like 12,000 square feet. It's gigantic. And he's got his smokers out there. And he's doing his incredible smash burger. But he's also got live music. And they're doing like Americana-style music. And you're there, you're getting ribs, you're getting potato salad, but you're also getting a live music experience. And he's got like a huge custom designed area for kids. So it's really like meant to be this really community oriented family space that has delicious barbecue. And with the music component, that really intrigues me because I think we're going to be seeing more restaurant concepts that are multiple things, right?
Yeah, so that's a great
idea.
It
might be a coffee shop plus a record store. Maybe it's a retail store and a bike store. We've seen a little bit of that here, but you're seeing a lot of that on other coasts. So I just think that that's going to expand here. So making a restaurant a destination environment for music and also a community space, I just think is really brilliant. And his food is amazing.
Oh,
he
yeah.
makes the best barbecue.
Yeah. I actually think we're a little underrated in the barbecue area. I'm not saying we're Kansas City. I'm not saying we're down south, but I feel like the last 10, 15 years, we have improved, and Annamalle's is either at the top or right at the top with somebody else. Steph Hansen is here. Okay, let's talk the book. We got about a minute 45 left.
Sure.
You've had great sales of the book. I know you're busting your butt out there all the time. For somebody who's thinking True North Cabin Cookbook, and they're thinking, why should I get it? Tell them why.
Okay, because it's just easy, tasty recipes. That's it. It's not necessarily like cast iron cooking, or it's not necessarily just hot dish. It's kind of all of the above. It's the recipes and the things you want to eat when you're at a friend's cozy, comfy winter cabin. So it's soups, it's stews, it's a Juicy Lucy casserole. It's pecan pie bars are just, I did that recipe a couple weeks ago on TV. It's just absolutely going viral because you just press in the crust, and you don't have to make a pie crust, but you still get that really delicious, sweet pecan pie flavor. It's a total home run, that recipe.
I think we need to meet at Annamalle's, and you need to bring those.
I would.
You need to bring that as my dessert. Not to share, just for me.
Just for you alone. You know, I want to say I've heard you talk about your family in the last couple days, and I am just so heartwarming. You're like the man who's finding his family, finding his sweetness so later in life, because you are so ambitious and kind of, can we just say, like, maybe a little crotchety, and you're becoming such a tender heart. I love it so much.
Thank you. I appreciate that, and I'm so happy for your success and happiness, and I mean it. Let's go out sometime.
Same.
Whether it's before Thanksgiving or around it, and let you reach out to me, and we'll have some fun.
All right. I'll bring a pecan bar. Thanks
yes.
for having me on, Jack.
Thank
okay.
you. Steph Hansen, she's everywhere. She's great, and she's authentic, and that's what we want. We don't want disingenuous. We have too much of that in our country right now. How about CBS and Susie next?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.